We'll go back to Antonia Bembo now. As I mentioned earlier, she left Venice and moved to Paris on her own. But why? Her husband was one of several nobles conscripted in the final battles of the War of Candia at Crete in the 1660s. Left on her own to care for the three young children, Antonia later wrote that during her absence they had very little on which to subsist. Alas, this declaration appeared in legal papers in which she sued for divorce. After her husband Lorenzo returned from Greece, the marriage quickly disintegrated and the two lived separately in Venice. A divorce request drawn up by Antonia in 1672 charged Lorenzo with physical brutality, infidelity, stealing her belongings, and negligence of family support. He denied the accusations and she lost the case. Might it have been the humiliation that she suffered from publicly accusing him and then having been proven wrong that made her feel she must escape to a better life that she imagined awaited her in Paris? Perhaps, then, it was not entirely her admiration for Louis XIV that drew her to France, but it would be under his protection that she would finally find solace and resolution. Perhaps it was Corbetta, her old friend and fellow musician, who helped her escape. At the time of her departure, in the winter of 1676 and 77, he had been granted an English passport to travel to foreign parts, perhaps Venice. Antonia did not leave without making careful plans. She took some of her belongings to the homes of various acquaintances in the city, but left most of her valuable possessions at the convent of San Bernardo on Murano, out of Lorenzo's reach. She entrusted her daughter Diana to the abbess, and a friend at the convent. Her sons presumably stayed with their father. She probably could take along few of her own possessions and a limited supply of ready money. She wrote that the king had taken mercy on her predicament and offered her a shelter in the women's community in the parish of Notre-Dame de Bonne Nouvelle. Established in the early years of the 1680s, this non-cloisters community offered shelter to women who had been left to support themselves for various reasons. The pension given by the king to the Christian Union provided Bembo with a room of her own in the community. The dearth of documentary evidence about the composer and her music leads one to wonder if her works were performed, and if so, in what way and under which circumstances. Don't you love 17th century gossip? Now let's hear Bembo's Psalm 31. Happy are they whose past faults are completely erased forever in the bosom of obscurity.